Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Annie Porter, and I'm here with you on AM 1160, The Quest. And we are in our last few hours of our Spring 2020 Pledge Drive. And I'm joined in studio this hour by Jack Tyson and Matt Curry. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Annie.
Hey, Annie. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're excited for this hour. The number to call is 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160, or you can go on thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button. So I definitely want to give an update on our last hour, which was our 12 o'clock hour, and say thank you, thank you, thank you to all those who donated. So thank you to Evelyn and Doravel, Debbie and Bill G and Alpharetta, Amy and Johns Creek, Rigsby and Eileen and Berkeley Lake, Michael and Monroe, Gerilyn and Roswell, Mary Ann and Roswell, Stephanie E and Alpharetta, Christina A. in San Lorenzo, California, Joyce B. in Peachtree Corners, Mary C. in Roswell, Peter H. in Hiram, Carol P. in Stone Mountain, Mary Pat and Mike D. in Dunwoody, Catherine L. in Lubbock, Texas, Kathleen K. in Atlanta, James L. in Platteville, Washington, Susan G. in Roswell, Alicia G. in Smyrna, Emily B. in Fayetteville, and Dorothy D. in Woodstock. Thank you, everyone, for all of your donations during our 12 o'clock hour. Such a beautiful hour and raising so much money for Catholic Radio, and we just thank you, because without you, it's not possible. So call that number, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestinatlanta.com. So this hour, we've got a goal of $10,000. Big goal, guys. I think we can do it, though. And inside of that $10,000, we would love to see two station guardians and four monthly donors. So two station guardians and four monthly donors, and we want to hit that $10,000 mark. It would just be amazing. You would be helping us do so much here at AM 1160 The Quest. So give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. And if you were listening to the tail end of our 12 o'clock hour, you would have heard it was a little chaotic at the tail end there, because we had an announcement to make about Miss Sally Kazin. She had graciously donated a gorgeous, gorgeous painting of the Holy Family. And let me tell you, this painting is stunning. We have one in our lobby here at the studio, and it's just stunning. It gives me chills every time I see it. We're going to be posting a picture online so you can see that. But everybody who donated in the 12 o'clock hour, and everybody who donated, who's going to donate in the 4 o'clock and the 5 o'clock hour, is going to be entered to win that painting. It is stunning. You do not want to miss out on this opportunity. It's one of a kind. It's just beautiful. And anybody who's donating, so that could be any dollar amount. No big, there's nothing too big, nothing too small. We are so grateful for all of it. So 470-508-1160. And also, I forgot, we're going to have a little mystery prize that you're going to be entered for too, that we're going to hear about later in this hour, guys. So give us a call, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. If you're having a hard time getting through on the phone lines, just keep calling or go on to the website, thequestatlanta.com. So Matt, how about you kick us off with a little prayer, because we know all good things start with prayer.
I would love to. In the name of the Father,
and the Son,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
This is a prayer for the pandemic. This was sent out in the Columbia Magazine, which is a monthly magazine that goes out to all the Knights of Columbus. And a shout out to all my Knight brothers out there. O Mary, you always brighten our path as a sign of salvation and of hope. We entrust ourselves to you, health of the sick, who at the cross took part in Jesus' pain while remaining steadfast in faith. O loving Mother, you know what we need, and we are confident you will provide for us, as at Cana in Galilee. Intercede for us with your Son Jesus, the divine physician, for those who have fallen ill, for those who are vulnerable, and for those who have died. Intercede also for those charged with protecting the health and safety of others, and for those who are tending to the sick and seeking a cure. Help us, O Mother of divine love, to conform to the will of the Father, and to do as we are told by Jesus, who took upon himself our sufferings and carried our sorrows, so as to lead us through the cross to the glory of the resurrection. Amen.
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 Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Matt. That was a great way to kick off our hour. We'll Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, 1160 AM, The Quest. And as you probably know by now, this is our spring pledge drive. So thank you very much for joining us today. My name is Jack Tyson. I'm a parishioner at St. Bridget in Johns Creek. I'm joined in studio by Matt Curry, the president of the Men of St. Bridget, an organization we'll talk a little bit about in a couple minutes. And our friend who kicked off the hour is Annie Porter, the hardest working person in radio this week. She really is. And Annie is our production manager. So thank you, Annie, for not leading us astray this hour. We're counting on you. Well, we're hoping to have a little fun this hour. It's going to be a slightly different format than you may be used to if you've been listening to the pledge drive so far. So for the first, we are going to have a testimonial. We are going to have an audio clip from one of the weekly shows. But for the first half hour, I'm going to interview Matt, so he can talk about a lot of the activities that he does on a regular basis. But, you know, before we get going, Matt, you know this. I work from home, right? So in my job, I'm on the phone most of the time. But the last few days, what I've been doing is anytime I've gotten off a call or like a Zoom call or something, I'll just click the Quest app on my phone, and I'm listening in to the pledge drive shows. And I think it's been awesome. The job that the hosts and guests have been doing for the last 3 days is unbelievable. And it's interesting. And what it proves or reminds me is kind of why I love the Quest and why I listen so often. It's because every time I listen, I learn something.
Oh, absolutely. It's funny, Jack. I listen to it online because it's such an easy way to get some spiritual nourishment. So I was with you listening to the guests, and there are times where it absolutely touches your heart, and you're really not expecting it, but it never fails to deliver good news.
And that's so right. And, you know, the little saying that I've adopted is the more I learn, the less I know. And what I mean by that, that's sort of the shorthand version of the more I learn, the less I realize I know. And so, you know, in the evenings, you know, walking around the subdivision like we've all been doing the last few weeks, you know, our dogs are in the best shape of their lives. You know, a lot of times I'll catch Catholic Answers, right? And not only don't I know the answers to the questions, I'm sitting there going, how did they even think of those questions? So anyway, just you turn on the Quest and it's a total learning opportunity. So, you know, we're live on the air today at the Quest studio, which if folks don't know, it's located in Roswell. And just to be clear, Matt, Annie, and I are sitting as close to 6 feet apart as we possibly can in studio, but we are not elbow to elbow. And in addition to any listeners in Metro Atlanta tuning in on 1160, you know, on their AM dial, we also have people following us on the Quest app, and we also have folks joining us on a Zoom call. So, you know, it's kind of the buffet of media. And Matt, I'm thinking we're going to have our hands full keeping up.
Well, you know, thankfully we've got Annie coaching us because basically we'd be lost without her. You know, I'd like to kind of set a tone, though. Here we are on radio, and most people really don't understand what a fabulous setting this is. As you enter the Quest, there's a general area that is very welcoming, and there's spiritual artwork up on the walls. And off to your left, so walk with me, Will, if you will, in your imagination, off to the left is a beautiful adoration chapel, and there's somebody in there right now praying for every one of our listeners. It's really a special place. I think Archbishop Gregory dedicated it year before last in April. So we're, I think, in our second full year at the Quest, and it really has been a true blessing for the 3 million listeners that we get to in northern Georgia. And I think there's like 1.2 million Catholics in our archdiocese. So we really, really have a beautiful opportunity here to raise some money and make this a voice for all. I'm just very excited to be here, Jack, and I'm happy Annie's here helping us.
Right. And actually, that is a great little segue. You know, when Matt and I were planning this together, you know, we didn't want to come and just, you know, ad lib, even though we've both been known to do that from time to time. You know, we wanted to prep, wanted to have a run of show, topics we definitely wanted to cover and all that kind of stuff. And we talked about, you know, we ought to have a theme. And the theme evolved backwards from the fact that, you know, we'll go off the air tonight at 5 o'clock Eastern time, and folks might be familiar with the country song, "It's 5 o'clock somewhere." So, and that's usually when happy hour kicks in. Well, we decided to call our time on the air helping hour. I think the only other option was what, two live dudes, something like that.
Yeah, I didn't like that much.
But helping hour is our theme. So Matt, why don't you tell people a little bit about helping hour and sort of how we hope that works today?
Thanks, Jack. Yeah, we are here with the express intent of raising money for Catholic Radio in Atlanta. But let's start with the most important thing, which is the phone number. Please pick up your phone. Call 470-508-1160, or you can go online to thequestatlanta.com. And there is a button there to donate, and we have very joyful volunteers manning the phones. And be relentless if you need to be. If the phones are busy, call back. If they're busy again, it means good things are happening for The Quest Atlanta AM 1160. So when you make that pledge, make it for somebody that you love. Make it for a former teacher, or maybe a graduate that didn't get the opportunity to walk. You know, something like that. I think this is a great opportunity to honor those who are important in your lives.
And folks, we promise if everybody donates a lot of money in the first 10 minutes, we won't give out the phone number for the next 50 minutes, but that's probably not going to be the case. So we'll repeat that number a lot. So if you missed it a few minutes ago, you can jot it down. The easiest thing to remember, of course, is thequestatlanta.com. The first thing you'll see on the screen is some information about the pledge drive, and you just click one button and you can donate there. It's a really quick, easy process. And we also have folks standing by in the phone room to answer your calls to 470-508-1160. So, Matt, I have a question for you. Now, you've told me this story and I think you've told it five different ways, so I'm interested to see which version you come up with today. But you're actually an original parishioner of St. Bridget Parish, right? When it was founded 21, I guess, years ago at this point.
Yeah, I think the very first Mass was November 1st of 1998.
Okay. So take us back to the early days of the parish and you know, just talk about the excitement of building a new faith community.
Well, look, before we get there, Jack, again, folks, every pledge makes a difference. You're helping to change hearts and really saving souls. So if you would, pick up your phone, 470-508-1160. You know, Jack, you asked about that first Mass at being an original St. Bridget parishioner. Of course, it was a mission initially. I was a parishioner at St. Benedict. And we had just, I think, completed the sanctuary when they made an announcement that there was going to be a mission created in Alpharetta. And, of course, now it is John's Creek. But the first Mass, as I mentioned, was held on November 1st of 1998, and it was held in the Centennial Auditorium.
Centennial High School.
Yeah, Centennial High School Auditorium. And, you know, you've heard this a number of times, one of my claim to fame is that my envelope number is 12. Our first Mass, you know, I signed up because I figured I was going to be part of this new community that was basically being born while we were there. And it was kind of funny because one of our key founding members at St. Bridget also signed up that day, but his number was 37. He's like, how did that happen? They must have done it alphabetically.
Low numbers are good.
Yeah. So our administrator was Father Joe Corbett, now who is now, I think, Monsignor Joe Corbett, so over at St. Jude. And it's really been a beautiful evolution. It's hard to imagine that the sanctuary that is St. Bridget now grew out of a little one-story house that was on property back in 1998. The way it unfolded, though, is it became the first structures that were built there was the Holy Redeemer Catholic School. And Jack, I don't know if you ever went there. You know, we used to hold after using Centennial High School's auditorium for a short time. The gym was built, and we used to hold mass in the gym. Were you ever there?
Well, it's funny you ask that because my wife and I were new to Alpharetta, having just moved over from Lawrenceville. And one day I was literally driving down Old Alabama Road, and I saw a sign out front that said Holy Redeemer Catholic School. And I go, what the heck? So I drove in, knocked on the door, and I go, hey, do you guys have mass here? And the lady goes, yeah, we have it somewhere. I'm not sure where. I go, just give me one. And she said, 5 o'clock Saturday. I said, all right, we're there. So we took, this is when my mother was still alive. We would take her to mass, and you know, she was really old school, which means she's going to sit in the last two or three rows, right? And Father Joe, now Monsignor Joe, he was also pretty famous for, you know, telling stories and jokes and all of that, you know, during his homily. And one time I said to my mother, I said, you know, that Father Joe, he is really funny. And she goes, well, actually, I can't hear a word he's saying. But she refused to move up front.
Well, you know, we've been truly blessed because, of course, our first pastor was Father Joe Corbett. And then we had Monsignor Paul Reynolds, who was, again, a man with a true Irish brogue, but also a priest's priest. We were incredibly blessed to have him as our lead shepherd. And then, of course, we had Monsignor Talley, who is now Bishop Talley. And, of course, our current pastor, Father Neil Herlihy, who has been just fabulous. And it really has become quite a community. We have over 80 active ministries, I believe over 4,300 families, and it's just become a spiritual home to so many.
It really is. And folks, if you're part of a special parish now, or have fond memories from, you know, maybe your home parish growing up, why don't you take a minute and give us a call. Make a pledge in honor of your favorite parish. The number to call again is 470-508-1160, right? That's 470-508-1160. Or just go to thequestatlanta.com and give a shout out to your favorite parish. Annie, we're going to transition for a second here. Would you talk a little bit about our goal for the hour, maybe some donations we have so far, and then the gifts that people can earn by making pledges?
Sure, Jack. Thank you. All right. So our goal for this hour, we would love to have two station guardians call in or online pledge, and we also want four monthly donors. So we're trying to get that in this hour. We've got 40 more minutes, and we really want to see two station guardians and four monthly donors, and we would love to see us meet a goal of $10,000. We know we can do it. We know the Lord will provide, and 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com, and we're off to a fantastic start, you guys. So I want to say thank you to Susan A. in Johns Creek, Olivia C. in Marietta, Timothy C. in Manhattan Beach, California. Yes, I think our hosts know some of these folks. Diane and Bob T. in Solano Beach, California. Lynn B. in Alpharetta. Bob and Jenny T. in La Jolla, California. Jack T. in Alpharetta. Bill B. in Milton. Lewis D. in Old Bridge, New Jersey. Bob and Steph E. in Cumming. Mary Mack in Baldwin, Montana? Missouri. Maybe Missouri, guys. Missouri. Sorry, I can't read my writing. And David B. in Alpharetta. We thank Thank you, thank you, thank you for your donations so far. And we would love to add your name to the list. So give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. We've got some awesome opportunities, and one just walked into the door just a few minutes ago. So Jerry and Debbie of Take Two sent us down 10 travel rosaries, and they are just stunning. They have these textured beads and beautiful medals of the guardian angel and Saint Michael on them, and they're stunning. Look at these guys. While I tell you a little more about that. So
it's
those
beautiful
rosaries, we are going to be able to give away to station guardians. So those station guardians are those who give $100 or more a month. $100 or more a month. Sorry, guys, my words are blending. But $100 or more per month. And those station guardians, those are the ones that are the protectors of our mission. You know, we can't do this without them. We can't do it without any of you. So give us a call, 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. But those station guardians, if you're going to become a station guardian, you're going to get one of those travel rosaries from Jerry and Debbie from Take Two, which we absolutely adore. And of course, that rosary that we've been giving away to our station guardians that we only have 10 of. And I think we only have 7 left now. So those station guardians are going to get that rosary that's stunning, and it's been touched to the piece of the actual cross of Jesus Christ and two favorite saints. So give us a call, become a station guardian, join us on this mission, 470-508-1160, and thequestatlanta.com is where you can go if you want to make a pledge. We also have, for our monthly donors of $25 per month or more, or, you know, dollar a day, $30 a month, we have, or I forgot, one-time gifts of $200 or more, they're going to receive a holy water font. And that's of either the Holy Family or the Holy Spirit. And those are also beautiful. I love having my holy water font at my house. And my husband and I, we love it. We use it all the time. Honestly, it empties out really fast. So we're always refilling. So get one of those. Make your donation, $25 a month or more, 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. Man, we have a lot of things going on this hour, guys, and it's amazing.
That was our wait, there's more moment.
Well, I do have one more thing, because I don't think I've said this one recently. So, you know, we were talking about in the 12 o'clock hour that beautiful painting from Sally Kazin of the Holy Family. So all the donations that come in this hour, you're all going to be entered into that drawing next hour as well for that painting of the Holy Family that is just stunning, and our mystery gift, which we're going to find out about in a few minutes.
We'll tell you a little story about it. But well, thanks, Andy. We're going to keep you on your toes. I'm going to ask you to play an audio clip in just a minute. But a couple things first. Thanks, Aunt Diane and Uncle Bob, Cousin Bob and Jenny, for your donations. Certainly appreciate your support. So folks, we have an audio clip coming up. It's a special little clip to share. It's a highlight from one of the two new local shows being broadcast each week on the Quest. So each Tuesday at 2 p.m., Father Jim Blunt is our guest, and he joins Carol Tiersmith, Steph Eich, and myself for an hour-long interview. He's truly, truly an amazing priest. So, Annie, if you've got that segment ready to call up.
We're ready to go.
All right, let's play that, and then I'll tell a little story after that segment. Thanks.
You know, many of us in this room have lost our parents and some of our relatives, and so they're saints in heaven. And so often we want to reach out and talk to our, you know, deceased parents or friends. How do you go about doing that? Can they read your thoughts?
Yes, I think that it's really not touched upon too much in church doctrine. However, the doctrine, first of all, this would come under. And by doctrine, we mean revealed truth. We mean something that God has shown to us through Jesus and the 12 apostles, and may be clarified through the magisterium. And so the doctrine that's really apropos here is called the communion of saints, the doctrine of the communion of saints. And what that means is that we never actually lose contact with our brothers and sisters in Christ, that even after death, our loved ones either, if they're faithful, of course, they go to purgatory or they go to heaven, and we still have a communion with them. In fact, it's very clear from the writings of St. John Eudes and other saints, from the teachings of the church, that when we touch the sacred host, whether we receive on our hand or on our tongue, when we touch that host, all of the saints and angels are present in Christ, you see, because we're the body of Christ, and the host is the body of Christ. So the best way I find to touch my mom and dad is at Holy Mass. When I receive Holy Communion, I say, hey, Dad, hi, Mom, because they are in Christ, and now Christ is in me, you see?
Right.
And that's a teaching of the Church. So they are present in the Lord, and the Lord is present at Mass in a bodily way, sacramentally, body, blood, soul, and divinity. But as far as conversations, that's also quite possible. Just like we talk to God and to Mother Mary, and we talk to our guardian angels, we can talk to the saints, whether they are canonized or uncanonized. See, the canonized saints, the Church has held up as an example for all of us to follow, but there are also uncanonized saints, like my mom and dad and yours. And you know what? Some of those uncanonized saints are holier than some of the canonized saints.
Wow.
And that's an understanding of the Church. So by canonization, the Church doesn't mean to say, well, this saint is the holiest one who ever lived, and no one else is as holy. She doesn't mean to say that. She means to say that this is a man or woman or child who's been utterly faithful to Jesus Christ as best they could with the help of Our Lady and the angels and the sacraments. They are a good example for all of us, especially, for instance, in this area. So St. Thomas Aquinas is very good in the area of studies and wisdom. St. Dominic is excellent for preaching and sharing the good news. St. Francis is important for learning humility and love for the poor. St. Mother Teresa is an excellent example of Eucharistic adoration and of always serving in a prayerful spirit. St. John Paul is an example of incredible chastity with the bishops and priests, a holy purity, and also boldness and courage. So you see that every saint seems to specialize in a particular gift or virtue. And God will raise up a saint for that reason, so we can focus in on that gift or virtue we need the most. But there are other saints who have never been canonized. They're right up there rubbing shoulders with the 12 apostles. They are saints too. And maybe for their own humility, God didn't raise them up to the honors of canonized sainthood. But be aware of that there are now millions of saints in heaven. We don't know all of them by name. When we get to heaven, we will. We will know everyone by name with what's called an infused knowledge. We will know everyone, even saintly men and women from Japan and China, we will know by name. So your parents, they may well be in heaven. They are saints. Maybe uncanonized, but they're still saints. Maybe very, very holy. And we can speak to them, yes, verbally. Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom. Can you help me with this? Or we can speak to them in the same way as the angels, quietly. Lord, please bring my prayer to my mom or dad. It's always important to pray in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It protects us, you see, in every way.
Mm-hmm.
Demons tremble at the name of Jesus, and their deception, you know, is sort of blown away by the name of Jesus. So, Lord Jesus, would you bring my love to my mom and dad and allow them to bring me a message or a comforting touch? It's always good to move in the name of Jesus.
Wow. Folks, that's just a small sample of the type of local programming that the Quest is providing to listeners. And, you know, each week, being sort of what Father Jim calls his studio team, I have a ringside seat listening to that amazing priest. But you know what? If you're listening to the Quest, you've got a ringside seat too. And that's it's such a unique local program and format. It came about just a few weeks ago. And what listeners may not know is that Carol, Steph, and I are blessed to spend extra time with Father Jim. Our pre-show preparation is about a 30-minute conversation about the topics for the day, but he always reveals something, you know, really amazing to us. And then after the show, he usually stays on the line for another 30 minutes or so and shares even more insights and experiences. And it's just such a blessing. So if you've tuned in and listened to Father Jim each week, please give us a call now with your pledge in his honor for Father Jim Blunt. So the number, once again, is 470-508-1160 or just go online to thequestatlanta.com. And we're coming up on a break pretty quick. How much time do we have, Annie? Just 1 minute. So, Matt, just very quickly for our listeners, you know, while most of us have been staying home for the last couple of months, you've had some special new duties within your family. Isn't that true?
Oh, absolutely. And it's been the most enjoyable duty probably of my entire life. I've been incredibly blessed with two beautiful daughters. Each have become mothers. And so they really understand now parental love and how you can give of yourself beyond all imagination. And I am lucky enough to be the grandpa of three beautiful grandchildren, Caden, Madison, and Jackson. And I've been operating with an abundance of caution so that I can be with them and enjoy their company, because they're just such a delight, true, pure joy in the present time. And boy, do they love to play. It's just a true blessing for this grandpa.
Folks, if you could see him, Matt is gushing out loud on
glowing.
Radio here. He is glowing. We're about to take a break, but while we're gone, please call 470-508-1160 or visit thequestatlanta.com. Thank you.
The Quest presents A Daily Dose of Virtue with Jay Tremonti from Venture with Virtue.
Defining moments. We all have them. Bill Hanslick shared his with me that led to playing in the NBA, the most difficult moment when he was let go from his dream job as NBA coach, and where he is today, which is the happiest place of his career, running a nonprofit. Bill didn't see it at the time, but now looking back, he admits none of it would have happened without God. This can happen to us as well. Have you looked back lately? Have you identified your defining moments? Without recognizing God in the past, it's hard to trust Him in the present. If we want to grow in the virtue of faith, it's essential to practice trusting God. The more we trust God, the more we say yes to Him with our mind and our will, and the more we grow in faith and live the good life on the path to heaven.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
We need Catholic radio because we need the voice of the church in the public forum. We live in a time that the secular voice dominates so thoroughly that we need to get that Catholic perspective out. Just as Fulton Sheen used radio and TV in the last century, we need to continue to use. This means to announce the Catholic faith in the public forum.
To donate, go to thequestatlanta.com.
So, you love listening to The Quest but can't always listen live? No worries. Now with the Quest Atlanta app, you never have to miss out. Listen on demand, submit prayer requests, catch up on the latest headlines, and so much more. Available in the App Store and Google Play today.
They share the most intimate moments of life and death with us. They pour the water of life into our souls. They feed us with living bread from heaven. They're waiting in the confessional to unburden us from sin. They receive the vows that transform man and woman into husband and wife. They're with us when we're sick, our final escorts from time into eternity. Greed, sexism, and abuse don't sum up the priesthood. The average priest makes under $35,000 a year. Jesus ordained men, but women never had to be priests to be important in the church. And there were 9 credible allegations of child abuse in 2013. That's out of about 40,000 U.S. priests. 1 is too many, but 9 don't define the rest. One word sums up the priesthood: love. Not the flawed love of human beings, the love of God, who promised that He'd always be with us and who reaches out and touches the world today through His priests. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Hello, my name is Bob Milani. I'm from St. Peter Chanel in Roswell, Georgia. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to helping hour at the Quest. My name's Jack Tyson. I'm a parishioner at St. Bridget, and I'm joined by a fellow parishioner, Matt Curry, along with Annie Porter, keeping us on the right track. Matt, you told a great story before the break about, you know, kind of the founding of St. Bridget Parish, and we asked folks to give us a call and maybe in honor of their favorite parish, either one, you know, growing up or currently, and make a pledge by calling 470-508-1160 or going to thequestatlanta.com. But at St. Bridget right now, you're the president of one of the biggest ministries. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the men of St. Bridget?
Well, thanks, Jack. We like to say that we're all men of St. Bridget. Anybody that is part of the St. Bridget faith community is, in essence, a member. You don't really have to join us. You're invited. We want you to be with us. And it's really focused around faith, fellowship, and charity. We are a large group that has a fundraising component. And so our focus, in addition to fellowship and spiritual nourishment for the men that come to the meetings, is to put together programs that will allow ministries that don't have the opportunity to build some sort of nest egg so that they can do their good work. I had mentioned that St. Bridget has over 80 active ministries, and it's really impressive when you see it all in play. It's been very difficult not to be part of the parish because I was there an awful lot because of this whole COVID thing. Now, it has been closed down, and we're very excited now that we are going to open up cautiously and diligently and be able to celebrate the Mass in person. You know, we've had some great, I think the benefit of this whole scenario has been we've had to figure out how do you keep people engaged in a different manner. And of course, that has been through online masses and Facebook chats and a number of different devotionals that you can go on to stbridget.com and actually participate in. But really, it's a labor of love to lead a ministry like the Men of St. Bridget because there's so many fabulous people. And you know, the Men of St. Bridget is what I would call the toe dip in terms of ministry participation. I had a conversation with our grand knight, and he asked me the question, Matt, what's the difference between Men of St. Bridget and the Knights of Columbus?
Why should somebody join either or both?
Right. Well, yeah. You don't really have to join Men of St. Bridget. You're invited whenever you want to come. When you become a knight, you're committed. You are going to be involved, and you're going to get there. And so his comment to me was, the difference is dues. But we've got a very active Knights of Columbus ministry as well. And of course, the difference between Men of St. Bridget, which is focused on men of the parish, versus Knights of Columbus, is Knights of Columbus is an international organization, and they are, of course, very, very well situated to help with deepening the faith and giving men opportunities to do good.
You know, it's right at the top of the show, you mentioned Columbia Magazine, which is published by Knights of Columbus, and I don't know, it was 4 or 5 months ago, back when we used to take plane flights. I was sitting on a flight, and I had two or three back issues of Columbia sitting there in the little pocket on the plane, and I was getting ready just to, you know, read through them because there's always really good stuff. And the lady sitting next to me just leans over and says, "Is that Columbia?" And I go, "Yes." And she said, "My husband's in the Knights of Columbus. We read that every month." So yeah, it's a great publication. And you mentioned just sort of the spirit of everybody involved with both the Knights and the Men of St. Bridget. It's all, you know, it's organic. It's everybody who's involved in those organizations wants to be there. You know, it's kind of like the Quest. The Quest is both faith inspired and listener supported, you know, and it's people being proactive and wanting to help and wanting to participate, but also It's just like any volunteer activity, right? How many times have you heard it, but you experience it? And that is, when you volunteer on something, you always get more than you give.
That's a great point. That's a great point. In fact, what's that number again, Jack?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's 470-508-1160. Or if you're sitting online, it's thequestatlanta.com. Two really quick, easy ways to make a donation and support the Spring Pledge Drive.
Hey, I want to give a shout out, quite frankly, to the Quest website, because, you know, Jack was just talking about Father Jim Blount. If you go out to the Quest Atlanta, you can find past interviews, and it's a great way to, at your own time, if you didn't have time during the day to listen to the whole interview, to go out there and get it. Or if you heard something that touched your heart and you want to go back and retouch it, it's an opportunity to do that too. You can go on to the questatlanta.com website, and they will have each of their sessions out there, and you can click on them and listen to them at your leisure. So you've been doing all the talking, Jack, because you've been interviewing. Well, you haven't been doing all the talking. I've been doing all the talking, but you've been asking all the questions. Let me ask you a couple questions. For basically the last half hour, we heard a short audio clip from Father Jim Blount. He's a weekly guest on The Quest, and you're one of the co-hosts. How did that come about?
That's a long story. excuse me. I've been a fan of The Quest before it was even on the air. I remember it was after or before Mass, a couple of years ago, one of our other fellow parishioners, Janice, who was involved with getting the station up and running, I just happened to say, hey, haven't seen you in a while. What have you been up to? And she started telling me the story about how The Quest was being formed and all that. And, you know, I watched and still do watch EWTN a lot. And so adding a radio component, you know, was really going to be great for times in the car or, like, you know, I mentioned earlier, listening during work and that sort of thing. After the station was established, I called Janice and I said, hey, you know, you're familiar with our biggest fundraiser of the year for the Men of St. Bridget. It's called the Monsignor Reynolds Charity Challenge. And we'd like to know if the Quest would like to be our media partner, you know, and by media partner, you know, it wasn't a money thing. It was, you know, how can we help The Quest and how can The Quest help us, you know, promote our event and, you know, give us some airtime, and then we would give them visibility at our event. So we started working together collaboratively that way early last year. And, you know, it's funny, people talk about, or we are all called by the Holy Spirit. Well, in addition to the Holy Spirit, I was called by Carol Tearsmith and Steph Ike to become more involved with The Quest. I said, they called, and next thing I know, my new volunteer career in radio was born. And, you know, along with all the volunteers involved with The Quest, Carol and Steph are truly amazing women. They're so dedicated to making The Quest a long-term success for listeners everywhere. So it's easy to jump in and just say, okay, how can I help?
Yeah, it really is a special place. You know, The Quest has been on air just a few years, I think a little over two. And folks, we're here in our Spring Pledge Drive, and we need your help. We need your help with prayers and donations and support. So we want to continue this and expand it as much as possible so that everybody is inspired and energized. So once again, here's the number to call and help, 470-508-1160. Again, 470-508-1160, or visit thequestatlanta.com. Do we have an update?
We have an update, guys.
All right.
All right. We are just $3,010 away from our goal of $10,000 this hour.
Oh, let's do this.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
This is amazing, you guys. We are so grateful to everyone who's called and donated or gone online and donated. And we want to say thank you to Mary Mack from Baldwin, Missouri, David B. in Alpharetta, and F. in Allison Park, Pennsylvania. Kathy C. donated in honor of her grandchildren, which there's a common denominator in this room because her grandchildren are Caden, Madison, and Jackson. So I think someone over here, Matt, knows them. So Bruce B. and Alpharetta also donated. Bob and Mary U. and Larry and Lynn also donated. So thank you, everyone, for your donations this hour so far. We are just $3,010 away from our goal of $10,000. So come on, let's get those phones ringing. You know that number. What is
Thanks,
it, guys?
Everyone. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. So, Jack, you've been in Atlanta for a long time, but you grew up in New York City. New York City. Recently, you had a very cool reunion back there. Tell us a little about it.
I did. And hopefully I don't sound like I just got off the ferry this morning. Some people tell me my accent's long gone and some people tell me it's still there. But it was kind of really cool. So first thing you should know, I'm Jack, right? But I was baptized John Francis. So as a little kid, everybody in school and everybody knew me as John, right? And then get a little older and nicknames kick in. So I grew up on Staten Island, right? Southernmost point in New York State, 16 years of Catholic school. And last year was a milestone birthday for me. So my wife and I spent the weekend or a weekend back in the city. On Saturday, we did take the Staten Island Ferry back to Staten Island to attend mass at my home parish. And then we were going to just, kind of like meet up with neighbors, friends for some pizza. So we arrived early at St. Anne's, sat down in a pew, and we realized very quickly there was a rosary going on. It was already underway. And, I looked up and the priest leading the rosary looked familiar. Not the parish priest. I had just talked to him outside, but somebody that I actually went to high school with. Somebody who was a year ahead of me in high school. I knew he became a priest. Eventually, he became the principal of our high school. So I had seen, like adult photographs of him. So I was pretty sure that it was him. But I leaned over to the lady sitting next to me, and I asked her, I said, is that Monsignor Whalen? And she leaned over and said, she goes, yes, it is. She goes, are you John? Yes. She goes, I'm Mrs. Kangro, your third grade teacher. What a surprise. What a surprise. So that was a really cool moment. Can't be scripted. Two notes to add. So Mrs. Kangro came and had pizza with us that night. So had the longest conversation I've ever had with my third grade teacher, many years later. And the second thing, Monsignor Whalen is now Bishop Whalen, and he works at St. Patrick's Cathedral. So just really, really cool.
That's awesome, Jack. It's funny that she recognized you from the third grade. That's very impressive. Well, Jack, there are no coincidences. We're all meant to be. Well, you were meant to be there together. Folks, if you have a favorite teacher from your school days or a teacher who's making a positive impact now on your children, please give us a call now and make that pledge in their honor. Again, that number to call is 470-508-1160. Or again, you can visit thequestatlanta.com. I believe we have a short testimonial from one of the volunteers at the Quest, as well as fellow parishioners. So
we do. Let's take a listen.
Thanks, Annie.
Hello from Edward.
And Christine. As volunteers with the Quest, we enjoy being a part of the new evangelization with this great radio station.
The programs on the Quest keep us grounded in our faith and remind us what's important on our journey.
There's always something new to learn or an interesting analogy or perspective on a teaching that brings it to life in a new way.
The wide range of programs, especially the call-in question and answer shows, help us learn how to explain our faith in an informative yet personal way.
I'm always amazed by the vast amount of knowledge from the various hosts and the beautiful depth of the church's teachings, devotions, and rituals.
I especially like that I can find news from a Catholic perspective that you can't get from mainstream sources.
The more we learn from the programs on the Quest, the more we appreciate what a blessing we've been given to have been raised in the Catholic faith and to be a part of
Christ's one holy Catholic and apostolic church.
Well, that's great. Thank you for sharing. And it really are, it's the volunteers that really make the Quest go. Again, we've got more than 3 million souls in our listening area, and your Your donations, however big or small, make a huge difference. So, Jack, you just told us about a reunion in New York. Before you were in Atlanta, you had a pretty cool job there, didn't you? Basically, right out of college.
I did. It was really fun. Actually, for 3 years while I was a student at St. John's University, I worked for the New York Yankees, and I was in the ticket office. It was not your normal after school job. And many decades later, there's still lots and lots of stories to tell. But for today, I was thinking about this, and I came upon something recently that I thought would be kind of a neat story to tell. And actually, it's a souvenir from Yankee Stadium, but it doesn't have anything to do with Mickey Mantle or Derek Jeter or any of that. It's I think it's kind of unique, and I'm gonna hold it up right now so the folks on Zoom can see it. Maybe they can see it. It kind of works, kind of doesn't. But Matt, why don't you take a look and describe for the folks what I handed to you.
Oh, this is so cool. So it is a ticket to the Papal Mass at Yankee Stadium for October 2nd, 1979. And of course, with his hands outstretched and that just spiritual smile on his face, it is Pope John Paul II, now Saint John Paul II. But Jack, it doesn't appear these were used.
No, they're intact. They're intact. And so let me tell you how this came about. As Yankee staff, we were all provided two free tickets to see the Pope celebrate Mass at the stadium. So I actually went into work that day, and the plan was to then drive home, pick up my mother back on Staten Island, drive back to Yankee Stadium and attend the Mass. Now, they didn't let us out of work until like 3 p.m, and nowadays a venue like that for an event like that would be locked down maybe 3, 4, 5 days in advance, never mind 3 hours in advance or a couple hours in advance, anyway, so I used to go between Staten Island and Yankee Stadium, up the Jersey Turnpike. So I get on the Major Deegan, I'm heading across George Washington Bridge, and I start heading down the Jersey Turnpike, and it is gridlock in every direction. Coming into the city, exiting the city, it just flat out gridlock. It took me almost 4 hours to go what was normally like a 50-minute trip. I get back to my parents' house. It's coming up on 7 o'clock in the evening, and I've seen nothing but gridlock for hours. And the long story short is we never made it. We never made it to Mass. You can see on the ticket, it says that they were only holding seats until 7:30. And that's because they had thousands of standing room tickets that they had given away also. So big disappointment. I totally blame myself. We should have had a plan B, should have had a better plan. It was, when do you get to go to a papal Mass? But, it was kind of years later that my wife and I visited St. Peter's Basilica in Rome and had a papal audience with Pope Francis. And I remember saying a little prayer and just saying to my mom, you know what? We finally made it. We finally got to see the Pope in person, and she was already gone. She had passed away several years earlier, but I felt like we finally got there.
That's a great story, Jack. Very touching, folks. If you have a Saint John Paul II story or a favorite Pope or perhaps your parish priest, if you'd like to make a donation in their honor, 470-508-1160. Getting to the close of the hour, so let's get them in right now, guys. And again, 470-508-1160.
We've got an exciting hour coming up next. We're going to have Father Tim Gallagher and Father Henry Atem joining us. So that's going to be another exciting hour, and we'll have an update for you on how we did this hour at the beginning of that hour. So, but get those calls in, 470-508-1160.
And one thing before we close it out, Andy, the surprise gift that you mentioned, I actually have those two tickets from the papal mass. They're framed. I've had them since 1979. So when you're drawing names from people who've made donations mm-hmm. since noon today, and you've got the painting
yeah.
as the grand prize, I'd like to donate the two tickets as a second prize.
All right, you guys, you heard it. We are going to be having two drawings today before the end of the 5 o'clock hour for that painting from Sally Kazin of the Holy Family and for these two wonderful tickets. So get your calls in so you can be entered into that drawing or donate online at thequestatlanta.com. All right, guys, one of you want to end us with a prayer here?
Let's do this. I'll try to do this quickly, but we'll do it in the same format that Father Jim leads us on Tuesdays, and it's called the Unity Prayer. So, Matt, just repeat after me, okay? My adorable Jesus.
My adorable Jesus.
May our feet journey together.
May our feet journey together.
May our hands gather in unity.
May our hands gather in unity.
May our hearts beat in unison.
May our hearts beat in unison.
May our souls be in harmony.
May our souls be in harmony.
May our thoughts be as one.
May our thoughts be as one.
May our ears listen to the silence together.
May our ears listen to the silence together.
May our glances profoundly penetrate each other.
May our glances profoundly penetrate each other.
May our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Amen.
May our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Amen.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Thanks,
thank
Annie.
You, Jack.
Yeah,
thanks,
thank
Annie.
You, guys. And the number to call while we're on break is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. And when we come back, we'll be here with Father Tim Gallagher and Father Henry Atim.